This is the Rare Witch Roundtable, episode 24, for the 21st of November 2009. I'm not a fan of people. Welcome to the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox and the Rare Witch Project forums. I'm your host, Ice Mario, and joining me today is Calvin Getley, GM2K.
Hello.
And adding the female touch is Leah Bright Eyes Nadeau.
Hello, mates.
Also joining me today is Larry Bottles98 Keller.
Hi.
Scream okay. Like a turtle. Scream like a turtle. Do it, Larry.
How does a turtle scream?
Like, I don't know.
I've never heard a turtle scream. No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Turtles don't really come to mind when I hear that.
No.
Larry's, like, too cool for that.
He's too cool to turtle scream.
Yeah.
The last thing I thought of when you did that was, wow, she's cool. Our first news article comes from the forums. It's just been posted quite recently, actually. And as the news is quite thin on the ground, we thought we'd use it and have a discussion. Basically, one of Rare's Project Natal games that were in development has now been cancelled, and they're working on another undisclosed prototype. This comes from Bjorn Madsen's LinkedIn profile, a software engineer from Rare. And he says, managed a large team of engineers working on a tight schedule to go from pre-production to finished product in a year. Project cancelled due to changing business environment. And then it goes on to say that he's then working on an undisclosed prototype, November 2009 to present. I hope by changing business environment they mean they're not doing casual shit anymore.
Yeah, because it's not going to be any of the financial problems that everyone seems to be having lately.
Yeah.
Would Microsoft really want them to stop a project that they've been working on for Natal?
Well, I guess so. If, you know, if it doesn't fit with where they want to go, then they're going to cancel it, regardless of how far it's been into development. I mean, what is it? They say about a year it's been worked on. It's been cancelled. It hasn't been, like, postponed. It's, like, fully cancelled. But I suppose they can always go back to it at a later stage, but I can't think. Well, I suppose it's hard, isn't it? We don't really know exactly what it was. Like you said, you know, we cancelled a game that we don't know about, now they're working on another game we don't know about. What is there to go on?
Not a whole lot.
What would you like it to be, Larry? What would you like the cancelled game to be, and what would you like the new game to be?
I'm trying to think of something realistic, but I have no fucking idea.
How about Battletoads? Killer Instinct.
Yeah, Killer Instinct is definitely going to happen.
I think they had two Natal projects underway, didn't they? That was reported earlier on in the year.
Yeah.
So hopefully they've decided just to pick one and make it something decent rather than, you know, two really crappy casual wave your arms like a lunatic game.
But haven't they said that, like, the game that he was working on was cancelled, and now he's listed it as November 2009 onwards, undisclosed prototype. So it sounds like they've cancelled one in favour of another, so it seems like they're still doing two, I think.
Well, undisclosed prototype, it's pretty general.
Isn't that in replace of the one that was cancelled?
Well, if it's a game, what if it's some sort of expansion to the Natal system and or Avatar system or something like that?
Oh, wow. See, now we're getting somewhere. Integrating Natal into the Avatars, then. Yeah, I've not thought of that. Okay, moving on to our next news item. David Wise leaves Rare. In the latest saddening Rare departure, David Wise is no longer working at Rare. On his Facebook page, he cites that, "I think the business of Rare has changed a great deal, and at the moment there is just not the opportunity to create the soundtracks that Rare were fortunately very famous for." Dave has been at Rare for most of the company's existence, having joined in 1985.
Now, I know Larry's quite upset about this, because I think he's got a shrine to David Wise in his, in his room.
Made out of bubblegum?
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this, Larry? Are you as heartbroken as I'm making out?
Well, I don't exactly have a shrine. I'm a bit too lazy to be that obsessed, but... Yeah, I actually was incredibly disappointed to hear about that, because, you know, he's been there almost as long as Rare has been Rare.
Yeah, sure. So would you consider yourself to be a massive fan of his works?
Well, mainly the Donkey Kong Country stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, rather than a fan of the man. I must just tell you quickly, when we went to see George K, when we went to see him at Rare, I went round to see Robin Beanland and all those, and George came to me in the cafeteria and said, "Oh, I've tried to get you to speak with Greg Males, but oh, he doesn't like speaking to fans." I'm like, what the fuck? I said, A, I don't even know who fucking Greg Males was before you mentioned him. I was like, I'm a fan of the games, not of the man. I'm not going to go in there like, oh, Greg, I love you. So yeah, I just wonder whether you were a fan of the man or of the music.
Yeah, I'm a fan of what he does. I was hoping that he was maybe, you know, working on music for a game we had not yet heard of, but apparently not.
No, I mean, you know, he said on his Facebook that there's no real call for, you know, making like awesome soundtracks for the games. So it does just lead us to believe that all their games are just going to be mini game Wii Sports / Wii Fit type games. That's what I can glean from it anyway.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how else you could interpret a statement like that.
No, exactly. So I think Rare is...
What was that?
Do you think Rare would have been better off and David Wise would have still been there had Nintendo not sold them? Had they still been with Nintendo?
Ooh, interesting. Now, there has been a lot of talk on the forums about how if Rare was still with Nintendo that, you know, they would be doing, you know, casual games as well. But I don't know. I think Nintendo would have, you know, would have been wiser to see that they are good at making decent platform games, etc. So I don't think that they would have been doing mini games. I think we would have seen like a proper Banjo sequel, but using the Wiimote, like, you know, like Galaxy or whatever, but still keeping the platform at heart.
It is interesting to think about what might have happened had things gone differently.
Yeah, I suppose that's all we can do, really. Just think what might have happened if they were still with Nintendo. Tell us what you think on the forums. That's it for the news. Before we move on, I'll just let everybody know that Andre has compiled all the forum rules into a support thread. So definitely go and check that out.
If I do say so myself, that was very well organized by My Little Pumpkin.
Yeah, I know.
Did you say I would say that?
Yes, I said you would say that.
So, is that what you call him then? Your little pumpkin, your little brown bear.
It's just bear. But no, I don't normally call him like my little pumpkin. It's just like pumpkin or something. But I do have a question about that. I read the forum rules, and I was slightly confused with one of the examples that he gave. So he was like, you should stray, we basically said, like, stray away from using too much internet talk And what does this mean? L4M3R.
That's lamer and
lamer. Okay, because this is me. I was like looking for more three rogues. And I was like, what?
What?
Like,
what?
Okay,
what
in World of I used to play World of Warcraft, and looking for World of Warcraft, you'd be like looking for more, and then you'd be like two DPS, or like you'd be like one tank, one healer, you know? But I was like looking for more three rogues, which doesn't make sense. You'd never want three rogues for like a five person instance. But anyways.
Yeah, because that's what doesn't make sense.
Okay, then I'm going to be just as random. If it was Left 4 Dead, you wouldn't be looking for a tank. You'd be trying to get away from him.
Exactly, you would. Tanks are fucking scary. I like, if I see Andre playing it and I see a tank, I like run and hide under the couch.
You hide under your couch? How can how can you hide under a couch? Do you just lift it up above you? Like
those things are scary.
Only our podcast can go from talking about support threads to Left 4 Dead and hiding under couches. Okay, so yeah, just check the forum rules out. Might be some stuff you've missed. Okay, moving on to Forum Watch. Who wants to...
I'll go.
Yeah, go on then.
Alright, I picked one for the blokes because I watched the whole video and I thought it was funny that all these people were like, oh my god, you're so beautiful. And this fucking girl who's video blogging, she looks like a fucking frog. Like, her big, she's got big brown buggy eyes, and they're, like, on the other sides of her head. And she talks a lot about, like, nothing anyone cares about. And this episode is, like, she's in the car, and she's like, this is my family! We're going to a wedding! And she talks about, like, the new Hulu thing, the new Hulu thing, where it's, like, Hulu could be on your desktop, which I think is pretty cool, but, I mean, are you really that lazy that you can't just go Hulu.com and, like, watch it? You know what I mean?
I just hate seeing, like, YouTube videos from people like that.
Me too. Nobody cares. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit that, like, you're going to fucking, like, whatever, like, I don't know, like, Tallahassee or whatever, and you're in the car, and nobody really cares about your family. Nobody cares that you're sitting on a paint can in your room, and someone knocks on the door, and you say, don't come in, just kidding, she talks about the dumbest shit, and I'm like, we don't care. Also, all of her, if you watch her videos, everything's really choppy. She'll start talking, and then it sounds like something got cut off, and then it's like,
yeah, it's all edited together. It's like she's just rambled about complete shit.
Yeah, and, nobody cares.
Edited it all together, so it still sounds like she's just rambling about shit.
That's how YouTube vlogs work, though. That's like every YouTube vlog ever.
Yeah, but they're stupid.
So is that a requirement to be able to just like the blue background with white text intro? Is that like a requirement as well?
Yeah.
So do you fancy her, Kelvin? Do you think she's hot? Do you think it's one for the blokes?
Some blokes, probably.
I'm a bloke.
I hope I Hate Cats doesn't actually find her attractive.
You find her attractive, or cats? Did you say, I Hate Cats finds her attractive, not you find her attractive?
Me? No, I Hate Cats finds her attractive, and like Deku Scrubby was like, no, I don't think so.
Metal Hero of Time says they'd never get along anyway because she clearly likes cats.
She does look like a cat person.
Also, the Catrifix channel is probably a bit of a giveaway.
Kelvin, why don't you take us through the next one?
Okay, then. The next topic is how douchey people can be. And this happened yesterday, but it wasn't actually yesterday. It was yesterday from a few days ago. And some girl that FateGirl132 knows is a bit overweight and was getting picked on at school by some football guys. And they weren't shy about hiding what they were saying.
So does anyone know how old FateGirl is?
She's 16.
Okay, so she's in high school. Okay, well, when you're in high school, shit like that happens constantly. You just gotta wait till college. I mean, there are people who are like, they have no shame, basically, that we're talking about. And they just make fun of people because they think it's, like, hilarious. But I'm sure that girl probably isn't that ugly, and they just find fat, like, being, like, overweight, just horrifying, like, horrifyingly ugly. Which there are people like that, like, obviously, but that's too bad that they did that in front of her face. But yeah, people are really, like, they think they're, like, super awesome. Will definitely do that all the time.
I think a lot of the time it's, you know, because they don't know how hurtful it is.
Or they don't care.
They'll just keep doing it. Well, yeah, I suppose it is they don't care. But if they got ripped into, I'm sure they would care afterwards and know what it's like to be on the, you know, on the other side of it. People are very douchey by nature.
Go up to these people and be like, just make fun of them. No, I don't recommend doing that. But yeah, that'd be funny if you just went up to them and just gave them a piece of their own medicine.
Yeah, obviously when they're on their own. Because if they were the group, then you know, just
you'll get owned.
Yeah. So the advice is get all your fat mates and misfits together and then go after them when they're on their own. I'm sure there are some flaws that you could find. Like, look at you, you've got rock hard abs. You chocolate. So what's your take on the bullying thing, Larry? Were you a bully or a... No. How do you say the person that gets bullied? Because I would normally say the bully or the bullyee.
The bullied.
The bullied, yeah. Were you a bully or were you the bullied?
Or neither. I wasn't ever bullied, so you could be neither. I mean, I was bullied when I was younger, like middle school kind of stuff, but not in high school.
Yeah, in elementary school and middle school, I got a lot of that, but not so much in high school.
Were you with the same people?
Oh, no.
In high school?
I've lived in, like, 4 different places.
Oh, okay. All right, I see.
So, yeah.
You know what? I take that back. I was bullied once in high school, but I switched high schools after my second year. Because these people said that I gave some guy a blowjob in 8th grade, and I was such a slut. But it was only this one guy that I really hate saying it. But it was really annoying because he, like, spread it around, and I never gave this guy a blowjob.
So you weren't spreading it around?
Oh, no. Because so, this guy wasn't very cool.
Right. So what did you do to piss him off, then? I suppose there's not really... You know, when you're bullying someone, they don't have to have done anything to you, do they? I suppose it's just something you do to make yourself feel better. But spreading rumours... There must be a little... Just like a little tiny weeny bit of truth in it.
Yeah. I gave the guy a hand job, not a blow job.
Oh, okay.
But we were dating. Yeah.
So he was just jealous. I think he probably...
He just wanted
a hand job.
Yeah, I guess so. But it was annoying because that kid kept, like, we, like, ever since then, or, like, in high school, we, like, bitch each other out via, like, AIM. And then when I switched schools, he gave me a hard time, said I was, like, a pussy for not, like, being able to handle his school. And then later I found out, like, he was, like, giving me shit about the new school I was going to. And then I later found out that his mom was the shrink at the new school I went to. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, so he's probably read through all his mum's reports on you.
Oh, very funny. I went to see her once because this other kid was, like, threatening to kill himself, and I wanted to, like, help him out.
How did that work out? Did he do it, or...?
No, and, like, apparently he was joking the whole time, so he had to, like, go to a shrink twice a week for, like, nothing, and he, like, hated me after that.
So did he get out of classes through that, or...?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. That's why you did it. Awesome. How about you, Calvin? Were you bullied?
A little bit when I was younger, and then I grew up, stood up for myself, and I probably became a bit of a bullier.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have trouble imagining that.
Oh, well, it was all in good fun. Otherwise, I wouldn't have kept coming back to hang around with me, but some of the idiots that would try and hang around with me, you just couldn't help but make fun of them.
I can't imagine you, or maybe just the Australian accent in general, being really harsh to someone. I don't know whether that makes any sense, but I don't know. Do your worst, you know.
Jolly.
Yeah. Oh, you're such an idiot, mate. It's like, you know, it's all jokey and very, I don't know. Take the piss out of me, like, in your harshest bully tone.
But that's a lot more difficult with you.
Why?
Because I actually enjoy your company.
Because you just promoted him. He can't be mean to you. You'll take it away.
No, I'm in there forever now. It's too late.
Take the piss out of Larry then instead.
Nope, what, me.
Or Leah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fully Leah. Come on.
About her mannish face, like you mentioned before. And how she always talks about Andre and that's the only thing that's important.
What?
Yeah, she's so obsessed with that freaky bear.
The brown pumpkin.
See, she's not that upset.
Yeah, you're not very good at this, buddy.
It's a lot easier if you're someone that annoys me a lot more.
Oh, a lot more. So that means I annoy you a little bit.
Well, I think most people annoy me a little bit, so.
Do I?
Can't think of anything recently, but you've probably annoyed me before.
Oh, have I? Yeah.
That just seems to be in your nature, though.
Right. So, how douchey can people be? The answer, very. Moving on. Larry, what's your thread?
Let me get it open. Oh, man, I am prepared like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah, get it open. Yeah, that doesn't really make sense. You don't have a vagina.
We can imagine that.
Hey?
Probably got sidetracked thinking of what he would do if he did have one, so.
Yeah, he wouldn't be on the podcast. He'd be just in bed. That's what I'd be doing. I'd just be playing with myself all day.
Okay, so a thread posted in Miscellaneous Gaming Discussion by I Hate Cats titled Valve, the Pixar of Video Gaming. And
wait a minute, you've stolen my thread, is that what's happened here?
Yeah, really?
Okay. Alright, go on then.
Well, I couldn't find one and there were only three listed, so I assumed you had wanted me to do this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. Go on, then. Carry on, as you were.
That's the problem, is I don't have anything to say about it.
Oh, fail.
It's just going to be a short one, this one, and this week.
You're a short one.
Do you do that with Andre a lot? Like, if he says something at you, yeah, well, you're a such and such, because we're man to just take it to those ridiculous levels. Like, I'll say, oh, do you want a cup of tea? And she'll go, you're a cup of tea.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. It gets kind of annoying.
It just makes no sense.
You're a cup of tea.
I'm more the your mom kind of person myself. Occasionally I go to your face.
Yeah, so's your face. That's the answer to anything. That just wins any argument. So's your face. Sorry, Larry, we interrupted you on your thread. Well, your thread, yeah.
The thread that I swindled.
Yeah.
So, Valve, they're pretty cool people.
So
they
do you
made
not
me spend way too much time playing Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2? They made me, like, physically, they made me sit down and play it.
So how is Left 4 Dead 2? I've not actually played it. I've downloaded it, but I've not.
I've been having fun with it, but I'm kind of annoyed with it at the moment because people's stats and achievements, including mine, have been randomly disappearing for seemingly no reason.
Have you got it on the 360 or
on the PC?
Yeah, the correct choice. So is the frying pan melee weapon as satisfying as they make out?
Yeah, but I kind of prefer the guitar and, of course, the chainsaw.
Yeah, chainsaw always a winner.
Unless you're in Australia.
What's the Australian equivalent? A baguette.
Probably just tickle them until they die or something.
It probably just goes right through them and makes, like, squeaking noises or something.
Or, yeah, or you can sneak up behind them with a paper bag and just pop it.
Scare them to death.
Have you seen that, Kelvin?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good God. They've obviously had to cut some stuff out.
Obviously, because Australia is...
Your awesome, comprehensive 15-plus maximum game rating. And what they've done is, to get it to market on time, they've made the zombies, like, as soon as you kill them, they fade out to nothing. And a lot of the times it's really buggy, like they'll just fade to a massive silhouette and then just disappear. Also, the zombies don't catch on fire. So when they run through fire and they come out, they're just not on fire. They're just normal. And the worst one by far is when you throw a grenade at them, or they go to those, you know, when they're all drawn to those grenades, as soon as they explode, they just disappear. So it just looks like the zombies just instantly vanish, and then you get the explosion. It's ridiculous. Not, I think IGN gave the Australian version a 5 out of 10. But the normal version got a 9 or something out of 10.
I saw the introduction for the Australian version. There was this part where the guy, Coach, was cutting a zombie off of someone with a chainsaw, and there were a bunch of other zombies in the way, and there was gore and everything. And then the Australian version, there are no other zombies, and it just looks really, really awkward. It just looks unnatural.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's what a lot of people have said, you know, that the whole gore and the fact that the zombies are all piled up around you is part of the fear that you feel when you're playing the game. But if they just disappear, then they just lose all of their scariness. But, yeah, that's just one of the awesome things. Have you ever looked into... Have there been any, like, appeals against it, Kelvin?
There were some appeals.
You know, are there any groups?
There's a Facebook group which have been appealing the whole R18+, you know, well, actually trying to get an R18+ rating in there.
Yeah.
There's someone who's actually going to be running against the person who's holding back the R18 classification in South Australia. That they're working on a campaign to, so they'll get elected and then they'll make the classification. And
I was just going to say, what reasonings has the guy who's opposing the 18 plus rating? What reasons are they giving?
Honestly, I have no idea.
You know, for why it's a bad idea.
Can't make sense of any of it if it's not appropriate for, what is it, 15-year-olds, then it can't be sold. What?
Well, yeah, I think it's, you know, just a really old mentality, isn't it? From, like, back when, oh, it's a video game, it's for kids. What is it with films? I take it there's still 18 for films and things. Is there, or is it just video games?
It's just the video games that's lacking the classification, and it's just, I think it's just like you said, you know, it's an old sort of view on the video games. And
okay, well, it would be interesting to see, you know, where that goes and whether it ever gets fixed. It's just a shame that games coming up now are having to be... Because you've had loads of games banned, haven't you, as well? And not just censored.
Yeah, on Wikipedia, there's a whole list, and I didn't actually know that there'd been too many that were banned or censored. And because, generally, I'm interested in some other games, but I had a look on Wikipedia, and there's this huge list, and it's getting to the ridiculous point. I mean, we may as well just ban all video games from Australia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been reading, some forum posts from people who are obviously against it. And, you know, they're saying, oh, nice one. You're taking away business from Australian retailers because people are just, you know, ordering them online.
Yeah.
You know, from other European countries. So, hurting themselves, really. So, do you get your games online then? Do you buy them elsewhere to get around this
I don't think I've actually ever looked to buy a game that's been censored, but I certainly would go online and get them elsewhere if I wanted one. There's just no point not. I mean, why deal with the crappy rules that Australia have set?
Yeah, exactly, because obviously the more people that do give in and buy the censored version, the more that they'll think, oh, you know, they'll accept it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to voicemail of the week.
But what about your thread?
Well, Larry just fucking stole it.
Well, that's too bad.
Okay, I'm going to cheat and give everybody else a bit of a treat. Here's Mandy picking a thread. First time ever on the podcast.
Oh, it's only taken about 6 months or more.
Stop moaning.
Mandy, it's time for your topic. You've got to pick something.
Okay.
You should have been to the forum for about 10 years.
Yeah, that's true.
When are you coming back?
I don't know. Soon.
Soon as in tomorrow or soon as in next March?
Before then. Well, within the next few weeks, probably. I'll stop browsing again and get myself back into it. Okay, I've got to pick a topic, really. So, Nintendo Fan 123 has started a topic called What Pisses You Off? And he says, I'm usually a calm guy, but I can't take studying math, physics, and chemistry. These school subjects have a tendency to make me really angry. Well, that's just school, really, isn't it? He doesn't like school.
So it makes him no different to the millions of other kids all over the world.
Yeah. Do you know what really pisses me off?
What's that?
Other people. All of them, really. For example, I'm walking downtown or something, and there's people there, and, you know, that's bad. You know, I'm instantly annoyed. And then they do things like, they're in my way. That's really annoying.
So they don't know to get out of your way. That's pathetic.
Well,
yeah. And then the worst is old people who just stop. Like, you're walking, God. And then they just stop. What's that about? And there's like, nothing. Ooh. There's nothing to stop for. There's like they're not looking at anything. They've just stopped.
Like, move.
Yeah, we were saying that. Wouldn't it be great if it was socially acceptable to push people over who stop in front of you, or if they're in your way, you should be allowed to just push them out of the way. I think that would be nice.
You know what you need? You need Al to walk in front of you with this big sign saying, get out of the way, Mandy is coming.
That would be good. Go on then, what pisses you off?
Shopping.
Is that because of the people?
Probably.
See, think about it, it's other people.
Clothes shopping gets me annoyed.
All right, yeah, that's different.
I think I'll have to agree with Mandy.
Because shopping wouldn't be so bad if there was nobody there. Like, if the shop was empty, you could just go get what you want, go to the till, pay. You know, that's not so bad, is it?
Well, if there's no one there, why would you have to pay?
Ooh.
Even better.
Goddamn people wanted money.
And the Australian government, that also is bad, but we've already talked about that quite a bit today.
Yeah.
All right. I hate when you're, like, at a social setting and, like, new people come in and you're not introduced. Like, nobody introduces you. Like, oh, this is awkward, I don't know you, and you're not looking at me and I'm being ignored. I'll just listen to the other people's conversations.
Yeah, that's quite annoying. And people who you make an effort to talk to and then they just don't give anything back.
Yep.
You know, you're standing there and you're asking them questions and stuff like that and they're just going, yeah, no. Yeah. You just give up.
Larry, your turn.
People, yeah. I'm not a fan of people. Like I said, I would have to agree.
That's the name of the podcast. I'm not a fan of people.
So basically, when it comes down to it, we all just don't like people.
That's why we're on the internet.
Yeah, that is why we're on the internet. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some people I do like. People I know, but other people who I don't know, I don't like them.
So does Al fall into one of the people that you like or not like?
Most of the time. Go on then, what pisses you off? Can they hear you from over there?
Come on, you've stolen my ideas. I hate people.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No, I hate people way more than you hate people. Here's a good one. When people don't know how to pronounce herb. Who doesn't know how to pronounce herb? Oh, really?
No, I think I know what that means.
What does it mean?
Oregano. When you fucking Yanks call it oregano.
Pisses me off, by the way.
Oregano.
Oregano? Whatever it is, I don't really like it. Oregano. There is no I. Oregano. Oregano. How do you even spell it? How do you spell that word?
Just because you've got Oregon doesn't mean that you can call it oregano.
Well, Digital Mozart, he says, people who pronounce caramel like it's spelled. What does he mean?
It's caramel, you asshole!
What?
It's caramel.
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 It's C-A-R-M-E-L. Caramel.
No, C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
That's not how you spell it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yes.
I swear to God, you spell it. It's two spelled two ways.
No, only one way.
Maybe in your country.
No, you're right.
Oh, and something else that annoys me, Americans. Right. You know Lego.
Yes, Lego.
Well, the plural of Lego bricks isn't Legos. It's just Lego.
Look at my Lego. Look, I have so many Lego.
Yeah.
Oh, so Wikipedia says that it's oregano.
Yeah. Anybody can edit Wikipedia. You know that.
That's it. Okay, we've got to go through and change it to oregano.
Okay, ready? Can you hear me?
Oregano.
Yeah.
Oregano. Oregano. Oregano.
Oregano. What does that prove?
Oregano.
Oregano. That just proves that your country can't pronounce it right.
No.
Oregano. 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 Oregano.
That's not my country. This is okay. That was actually a British thing.
Okay. Yahoo Answers disagrees with you. And based on one vote, 100% of the people agree with it. Let me just post that here. There you go.
Was the answer posted like 1 minute ago?
No, it wasn't. It was two years ago.
Yeah, but you guys pronounce everything wrong.
No, we don't. It's our language. What else do we pronounce wrong? Go on. Aluminium.
Oh, well, that's because the reason we pronounce it wrong is because Theodore Roosevelt said it wrong the first time and no one wanted to correct him, so we just changed it to aluminum. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That explains a lot, actually, about why you guys pronounce so many things wrong.
Yeah, what American chef said, oregano. Let's not upset him.
I didn't know Americans were actually that thoughtful of people's feelings.
Right then, voicemail time. Everybody say goodbye to Mandy.
Bye.
Bye, Mandy.
See you soon.
We love you. I love you.
Good. Yes. This is Eric Awesome 92. A-R-Y-K. Awesome 92. I'm pretty sure Grutling mispronounced it on a podcast once. It was funny. My question is, there's been a lot of games coming out recently, as you've heard, i.e. Left 4 Dead, Dragon Age, Assassin's Creed 2, DJ Hero, games like that just recently. And I'm just wondering, are you excited or, have been addicted to the some of the aforementioned games that have already been released, like DJ Hero and any others that I mentioned, I can't remember anymore. I just now forgot. because personally, I am extremely excited for Assassin's Creed 2. So, just a simple question. There's been a lot of fall releases you know. So, yeah, thanks for listening. I'll be sure to listen to the next podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I spaced out during that after he, like, was being so slow, so.
So you want to recap? Basically, what there's been loads of games released lately, so what games are you playing or looking forward to? And, yeah.
That was such a struggle. If you've just been like, hey, games, what are you looking forward to? Well.
Okay, well, I've been playing a bit of DJ Hero. Bit like sex, I'm not that good at it, but I enjoy it. Mandy is good at it, so that kind of makes up for it. That's what I've been playing. And not much else, really. I've not been playing many games. What games have you guys been playing?
I've been playing Left 4 Dead 2, obviously, as I mentioned, and also New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, we've been playing that as well. Have you completed it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done the World 9 bits?
No, I don't have the star coins yet.
Oh, the coins, yeah. Well, we went through and got all the coins that we'd missed for World 1 just so we could see what the first level of World 9 was. And we basically went through, did them all, and then did a little bit of the first level, and then we switched it off, come back a bit later to do it, and it didn't save, so we had to go and get all the fucking star coins again. which kind of sucks. But yeah, we've only really aced the first world for star coins. I think it's... I don't know whether it's a good idea or a really shit idea to have those levels open up, because it'll either make you want to sit down and think, oh, I'm going to, you know, get all the star coins so I can play the World 9 levels, or it's just going to make you think, oh, I can't be bothered, I won't play this game again now. So is that where you are at this situation? You can't be bothered to go and get the star coins?
I would like to, actually, because I like to try to complete games as much as possible if I can. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
But I suppose you could say you've completed it. As soon as you get to the credits, you've officially completed the game. So you could get around it that way. but I don't know. The first level seems pretty decent. They're quite long as well, because obviously there's only... Well, I don't know how many there are. There's quite a few on World 9.
I've been playing Pokemon.
Pokemon what?
I've been playing Pokemon Pearl and Platinum, my Pokemon Ranger, and I've been playing the Jap versions of Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
I knew there was a reason I hated you.
Pokemon's cool, you're just not cool enough for it.
I think a lot of it, a lot of my hatred for Pokemon comes from when I worked at Daytel. There used to be so many different fucking versions of the... You know, the Game Boy ones come out, and you had to hack like the same shitty codes for each one. It's like, oh, here, Al, you're doing Pokemon today? Oh, for fuck's sake. And she used to hate it. She used to hate that game. So what is it you like about it?
I like the idea of collecting them all. recently, I don't know about... Actually, the US has had an event for one of the Pokemon, and Australia actually got one as well, so... It sort of brought me back into the Pokemon games.
Right, and plus you know that it won't be censored over there, so is that why you stick to Kitty Game? Is that why you like Rare?
Well, wasn't Live and Reloaded actually censored anyway by Microsoft themselves for the world, not just...
Good point. That came back to bite me in the ass, didn't it?
If I do say so myself, I'm looking forward to the Sims 3 expansion pack.
Has anybody else played The Sims? Or is it just for girls?
Fuck you, underplays.
So yeah, just for girls.